Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities. And no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
And welcome back into the Outdoor Show. Thanks for being with us this morning. And we got a heck of a story to tell. And here to joining us to talk about it is, first of all, the tournament director for the CCA Star for 2024, Sam Hopper. Sam, how are you doing this morning?
Good, Don. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for joining us this morning. Also joining us is Allison Schultz. Allison, you with us?
I am. Hi.
Hey, stay with us, Allison. Don't go anywhere. We got a lot to talk about with you. But first, I want to get Sam to give us a little bit of an update on how this 2024 Star Tournament is going. Looks like you got most of the categories filled, and we've had some exciting news in the redfish category, Sam.
We have. So we've had Matthew Staub caught the first tagged redfish out of Grand Isle from the bank. Shortly after that, exactly a week later, David Jones of Destrehan caught another tagged redfish from the bank in Leeville. And then a week and a day later, Miss Allison Schultz caught the third tagged redfish from the boat out of Hopedale. So it's been exciting, but look, the bank has been dominating the majority of the tournament thus far.
Yeah, I don't think we've ever seen that before. Were there other redfish caught with tags that were caught by unregistered fishermen, as happens every year?
Oh, absolutely, but only one has been reported. I've heard through the grapevine that we've had a few, and some of them didn't want to. They were embarrassed that they weren't registered for the tournament.
How about any of those blue tags? Explain the blue tags and the red tags.
So, and also this year with the new redfish regulations, we've implemented the catch photo clip release. And it's as simple as, you know, you'd catch the fish, take photos, videos of the fish, clip the tag, release the fish. Okay. But the blue tags, same goes for that division as well. But it is beer for a year from our friends at Michelob Ultra.
Any of those been caught?
They have. And of course, they were not registered.
Ouch. That hurts. Sam, so far, of course, we still got a long ways to go. This tournament goes all the way through Labor Day, so there's opportunity for people to get out, and there's still a lot of those tagged redfish swimming around, and as evidenced by the first two that were caught right there near the shore, they were caught off the bank. Any other surprises or outstanding catches that occurred during this year's tournament?
Don, thus far, I would say the mangrove and red snapper has been intriguing. I mean, we've seen some monsters. I believe on the next update update the leaderboard every Tuesday, we have a close to 12-pound mangrove snapper, which will take over first place, but second and third aren't far behind. And then as far as the red snapper, I want to say we have a couple, a 25 and a 24 and a 23, which are good fish. But as far as the other divisions, it looks wide open. Jeremy Sexton caught one out of Grand Isle, a speckled trout, which is 6'4", I believe. Don't quote me on that, but a good fish. But other than that, I mean, everything's wide open. And Don, also, we have yet to see a yellowfin tuna wade in.
Wide open on you. What is it? How can you explain that? There's been a lot of tuna caught.
I know. I don't know. We're begging somebody to please just go weigh one in.
Yeah, whatever the size of it is. That's incredible. Well, great opportunity there. Sam, tell me this. Red snapper, we've got a short closure coming up. How's that going to affect the red snapper division?
I hope the big ones are biting Friday through Sunday.
yeah.
You know, I hate that that's happening, but hey, it is what it is. And we hope most of everybody, you know, throughout the summer can get out and go get them during the weekend.
Very good. Very good. Well, Sam, it looks very successful, and there's still a lot of chance. And as we always say, it's like an insurance policy. Don't leave. And if you're going to fish, you need to get a star ticket because you never know. A lot of the people over the years I've interviewed that have caught the redfish with the tags told me they'd never dreamed they'd ever catch one. You know, most people don't ever plan on catching one. So if someone wants to get signed up, how do they buy a star ticket? And they have to be a member of CCA, correct?
Correct. They have to be an ACT member of CCA, and they can go to ccastar.com and fill out. And if you're already an active member, it's only $35, but it's the cheapest insurance policy on the coast.
Tell me about these prizes. Allison is one of the winners. What has been won so far in the tagged redfish division?
So Matthew Staub of Denham Springs won the 2024 Chevy Silverado. David Jones won the Michelob Ultra Boat, which is a 23-foot Avid Mag with a 200 Mercury. And then Miss Allison won another 23 Avid Mag with a 200 Mercury.
Go ahead.
We are on to the Freedom Patriot boats.
And how many of those have you got?
We have three of them. So 4 through 6 will take those, and then we move on to the gator tails.
Well, I guess Matthew won't be fishing from the bank as much anymore now, will he?
him nor Mr. David.
Well, when we come back, I want you to talk about the awards party, where that's going to be, and when those awards will be made. And we're also going to catch up with you, Allison, and get you to tell your fascinating, incredible story of the tagged redfish you caught recently. You're listening to it on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network, and we're back right after this pause.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
And welcome back into the show. If you're just tuning in, we're talking with Sam Hopper, the tournament director for the CCA Star Tournament, and we're also talking to Allison Schultz, one of the recipients of a brand new boat as a result of catching a tagged redfish. Allison, thanks for joining us this morning to talk about this. Up until the time you caught this fish and you became a big celebrity, what was your level of fishing skill?
Occasionally, you know, we're pretty tied up with both our boys play a lot of sports, so we don't really get the luxury of going when conditions are good. We just get the luxury of going when we don't have a game and it's not raining. But any chance that we get, we try to go, especially during the summer when they don't have sports. But I would say I'm a novice recreational fisher lady.
Describe that fateful day when you caught the tag. Who was there, and how did it go?
It was crazy. So, you know, we've been probably registering for about 3 years. We've had our boat for 3 years now. And then some few years before then, occasionally I'd go with a friend of mine. And if we'd happen to go fishing during the tournament time, you bet I was registered. It just gives it a little extra fun out there, fishing, hoping for a tag redfish. Again, I'm one of those people in the past that never really thought it would happen. But oh man, I'm so glad it did. And anyway, so we were fishing that day, and we went into Sump Lagoon in Hopedale, and my son Benjamin was on fire. Like, he was getting one redfish after the other redfish, and I kept asking my husband, like, "Oh, does it have a tag? Does it have a tag?" He's like, "Allie, I promise I will tell you if it has a tag." Well, Ben got into some monster, ended up almost pulling him off the boat, but it didn't. But unfortunately, it popped the line. We saw the cork was still attached. So I was joking around. I was like, if I see on the news that there's a tagged redfish with a cork still attached, my heart's going to sink. We're running out of shrimp, so we decided to go to one more spot. Sure enough, Ben cast out, lands in a hole, hooks a redfish. My husband's getting that redfish off. So Ben's like, "Mom, go cast over there. Cast where I did." Sure enough, I did. I landed, got something on the hook, started reeling it in. Ben goes, "Mom, it's got a tag." Just kind of really kidding around. Comes to the surface, and it has a tag. So I naturally start freaking out. I'm like, "Ben, get to the net. Get to the net. Get to the net." Get the fish in the boat. My husband starts recording, and then we see it's a tag. Didn't know for sure if it was a CCA tag, but we were just excited about the moment. Ended up cleaning it off, and we saw that it said 2024 CCA Star Louisiana and the number. And we just went crazy, jumping up and down, hollering. They had a couple of boats in the distance. I'm sure they heard us screaming, because I was just screaming my lungs out. It was unbelievable, like just unbelievable.
You know, Allison, most people don't realize they have the tagged redfish till they get it in the boat and they see the tag. I can only imagine the stress that you were going under when you saw the tag when it was still in the water and it wasn't yet in the boat.
Yes, because you can pop the line if the net hits it. Oh, and sure. We've done that a couple of times.
Now, tell me, what day was it and why was it a special day?
Okay, so this is the crazy part of the story. So my son turned 11 this year, and he was born June 11th at 11:11 p.m. So we always, that's, you know, an important number to us. Well, for his 11th birthday, which was on a Tuesday, we decided to rent a charter fishing trip. So we did that. Ended up catching 11 fish that day. So it was like, wow, that's pretty cool. Neat, you know, the 11 keys coming up. Well, we went not the Saturday after, but the Saturday following that, which happens to be 11 days after his 11th birthday. On the 11th, we catch the tagged redfish. When my husband starts the video, when the fish lands in the boat, it's 11:11 a.m.
And to top it off, what time was Benjamin born?
At 11:11 p.m.
That is incredible. So let's get it straight. Now, it's 11 days after his 11th birthday on June 11th. At 11:11 a.m., you catch a tagged redfish, on which he pointed you in which direction to throw it, him being born at 11:11 p.m., and total number of fish caught, 11. Incredible.
Right.
Well, congratulations, Allison. And now, what's going to be the name of this boat?
I don't know. Something with 11.
I would think so. Maybe Ocean's 11. How about that? Sam, what is the value of Allison's rig that she won?
Over $60,000.
I was thinking that. I think it was around $60,000, $65,000. You didn't know that, Allison?
No.
All right. Now, are you going to allow the family to operate your boat, or is this strictly going to be Allison's ride?
Well, I have to, because I've never
ride?
Been driven my boat.
Well, you don't have to when you can catch fish like you did. Allison, congratulations. Sound like you got a wonderful family. Y'all had a wonderful trip, and now you got an outstanding boat, so I'm sure you'll be fishing a lot more often now.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Well, thanks for taking time to tell your remarkable story. It truly is remarkable, and you know, you got to stick with the number 11.
Absolutely. Yes, sir.
Sam, again, thank you for being with us, and great job you're doing on the tournament. It's not just the redfish. There's a lot of other categories, and if people want to find out all about the categories, look where the opportunities are in the leaderboard and even get some tickets, give them the best website to go to.
CCAstar.com. Or all give right. us a call at the office at 225-952-9200 or visit your local weigh station to sign up and get out there and have the luck as Allison did this year.
Sam, I'm sure we'll be talking to you and getting another update before we get to that Labor Day closing. And Allison, thanks again. Congratulations. And don't tell me you only had 11 shrimp gone, too.
Thank you.
Thanks, Allison.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.